The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Tanya Kaharski from Washington, New Jersey, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 427 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show today, first and foremost, is returning to running Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, you returned to running today.
Woohoo! I did! 7 miles!
After a long
It's almost
time.
Been a month yeah. since I had my broken toe thing,
no,
but
no repercussions
I walked 5 miles yesterday, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. And it was all good. A few little twinges here and there. But
lesson learned, you waited until it was the right time rather than rush it.
I did. Yeah. I did. And I wore the special shoe that the doctor gave me. So, yes, it was good. I'm happy. You ready for a shout out? I have three. All these people got PRs this week. Personal records. Gretchen Inman, Kristen Ostrega, and the immortal Matthew Milhauser. All PRs. Yes, all PRs.
Wow.
Which is awesome. Everybody's running up a storm. Good to see. But you know who I would love to hear from?
Who?
Chris Eliopoulos. It always brightens my day. I wish
he
oh!
I'm here.
Oh, he's here.
He's sick in bed.
I don't know why I'm thinking of Fairly Odd Parents, but go ahead.
Wow.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. So my song is Nasty by Janet, Miss Jackson, You're Nasty.
If You're Nasty. Mike?
Timely little one that
is
won't
that
be out for a
did some debate this week kind of bring that to the surface?
Nasty
being
woman.
Bad hombre, Michael. You're a bad hombre. All right, Michael, let's hear your tip.
Okay, so my tip has to deal with the wonderful world of parking at Walt Disney World.
Ugh.
And we're going to focus for this tip on Hollywood Studios. If you are driving into Hollywood Studios and you happen to be parking on the left side as they direct you, if you go on the left side of that main entrance and they have you and you end up parking way over to the left, don't walk all the way to the all the way down the aisle to the
tram.
Where the tram. Instead, go all the way to the left and cut through the cast member parking lot. It's a much shorter walk than you would think, and you don't have to wait for the tram. And it's probably going to be easier because when you do that and you walk through, you will be heading towards the guard and the security check that's near guest services, and it's going to take you less time to get in.
I'd always rather walk than wait for the tram.
Yeah.
Unless I'm at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's a really long walk.
Yeah. So that's my tip for today.
You could pay the extra fee for the...
the preferred parking? Yeah, I thought you were going to send your kids to college. I already sent one. I was going
to
send the other one.
I'm sending them to Disney College. That's where they're going.
Oh, okay.
It's that or Clown College.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. All right.
I mean, apparently there's a lot of more jobs available because they're stalking everybody's neighborhood lately.
Yes, the clowns. We got an email from our superintendent. Please don't worry about the clowns. Yes.
So... You know, I would just say that if you know, when you hear about those clown things, I'd say just laugh it off.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just tell you a funny story about the clown? Somebody at work was talking to a teacher, and she said, "Oh, I had a rough day with all this clown stuff." And the guy said, "Is that why your hair looks like that today?"
Oof.
And it wasn't. He didn't know anything about the clown stuff. Yeah, that was a little awkward.
Oops.
She has red hair. Anyway.
Anyway, so what are we talking about today?
So, you know, I think that we've talked a lot, I was going to say off camera, offline, about things we'd like to see in terms of running gadgets and stuff. So The three of us have decided to put on our thinking caps and have decided to go where no person has gone before, and that is to the future.
You got to commit to it, Mike.
Yeah.
Wow.
No person's gone before.
The future of running. The future of running.
What's that called? A Theraflu?
Sure.
Theraflu? Mm-hmm.
Marty! Back to the future. Anyways.
You got the wrong
one. Do I have the wrong one?
Yeah. Oh my God. You're such a nerd.
Trek. Yeah. Let's talk about what we would like to see down the road for the future of running. What type of gear? What type of gadgets? What kind of technological advances, let's say, would we like to see for the sport of running? And since Chris and I are gentlemen, we are going to let Michelle start us off.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Well, before I start us off, I just want to say I got the new Apple Watch, and I'm loving the GPS. And it's kind of neat because today I did not bring my Garmin, but it actually shows you where you ran slow and ran fast, and you have the map just like you did for the Garmin. So anyway, I'll use the Garmin for my really long runs, but everything else I'm using that because it has my music on it. And so the first thing on my list, you guys, you're just going to retire after this because this is such a good idea. I would love to have a Run Disney running app. And featured on the running app would be things like social media connections. So you could share your run with your Run Disney friends. There would be things like tips from Tara and Jeff that could kind of be fed into that. And also, I just think it would be fun to kind of, the training plans would be on there, so you could set up your training plan on the Run Disney app. I just think it would be really, really cool to do that. Thank you.
They need to put on also like when the ticket or when reservations are available and
yes,
give you reminders and
why
alarms.
Why not?
See, I'm adding to your brilliant idea.
I think it's great. You should because it's awesome. Yes, that's what I would like. Chris?
All right, you know, you guys, it's funny. I went totally unrealistic, but here we go. So they're talking about in the future how Amazon's going to be able to deliver items by drone, so you'd almost get them almost immediately. I've decided I want drone delivery technology for running. So if you're out and about and you need an Advil or some power aid.
Or you can a gel just, or something?
Something, anything. You could just ping this special service and they drone you over whatever supplies you need. That's my bizarre idea.
And keep them coming. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. I'm just blue sky in here. We're just trying.
Blue sky.
Blue sky.
One of my thoughts, and it's funny because I thought about this today when I was running. One of the problems I have is that when I'm running and it's time to take a gel, my hands get all sticky.
Yes.
And so I'm not too crazy about that. So what I would like to see one of these companies do is come up with some kind of a, some kind of a bar or a pill or gel or whatever, so that when you take it, it's got time release properties. So that over the course of a race or a run, it will release the energy and nutrition that you need. And my thought is that it would depend upon how far you're running as to, you know, what kind you'd have. For instance, if you were running a half marathon, you would have a special kind of pill that would release every so often. But again, with everybody running different paces and everybody knowing that you have to usually rule of thumb is every 45 minutes you have a gel, maybe it should be a 45-minute gel or something like that. But just to get the stickiness, and it also would take less
The brand that where you actually can take the top off and it's and you're not the top of it, you don't have to, it's don't attached
know.
To it.
I don't know.
It's, is it Power Bar?
I don't know.
Or is it Cliff Bar? Some of them, one of them.
I don't think it's Power Bar.
Yeah. Fireball?
No, not right Fireball. No. I don't know, but there's one, I can't remember now. No. Anyway.
But that's my first one. Okay, Michelle.
All right. My next one would be, this is a really simple one to do, but I know you guys are prolific users of Snapchat. But you know how Snapchat, they have the little kind of wraps for different cities or things like that? Wouldn't it be fun to have Run Disney wraps for Snapchat? So you could take pictures during a race and have kind of like a Run Disney, I'm doing the dopey, or Run Disney 10K, and it would be right on the picture that you post on Snapchat.
Yeah,
I think that would be fun. Chris?
Let's see. Okay. This one's more for just regular running. We have like GPS, and you can tell where, if you're traveling, you want to pick a destination. I want a bathroom map locator for my phone. So any public bathrooms that are available, if you're out on a long run and you need a facility real quick, you could find out where there is one available for you.
Love it. I already like the one that you can use when you're going to the movies, Run Pee. I'm the only one who uses it. It's pretty popular. If you look at a movie, you can see, look at it ahead of time, you can see when's the best time to go to the bathroom. At what time.
Oh, it tells you what part of the movie to get out?
Yeah, like it's boring. Oh, okay. You can go to the bathroom now. Run Pee. Yeah. It's been around for a while.
Wow.
But I like yours. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. Just to know where everything is near around you. Yeah, I mean, you could add other stuff too, you know, whatever 7-Elevens or other locations.
This really shows what a different place that you run than I run, because Mike and I mostly run on the rail trail. And so the bathroom's all around you if you go far enough in the woods. There's no 7-Eleven or anything like that.
So. Yeah, I do. I mean, I do a lot of street running, so I'm, you know, running through town. So sometimes, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, like the things like you can sneak into a but you can go into a Dunkin' Donuts or
somebody's door.
Well, you don't want to do that, but. You know,
but you're the famous Chris Eliopoulos.
The famous one. Don't you know me? I'm TV's Chris Eliopoulos. You may know me as. Yeah, no. So go ahead, Michael. Let's hear yours.
Before I can get into technology, I want to talk about clothing. And I bring this up because today when I saw Michelle out there running, she had something like 6 or 7 utility belts with all kinds of things. You know, she had, you know, she had hair dryers in her pocket. I mean, she had all kinds of stuff. So I thought, there's got to be a better way.
I had like a credit card machine. And
so I want to give a little shout out to Jackie Cabrera, because she kind of gave me this idea. I would like to see some manufacturer come up with a very, very dry fit light vest that you could wear over a short sleeve running shirt or long sleeve running shirt or whatever. And this has various pockets that are very secure, so you can carry your phone, you can carry an iPod, you can carry gel, you can carry water, just something very, very secure. Because I see people with, you know, these belts, and they put their iPhone in and it could fall out, their keys and everything. I just think a very snug vest with some very specially made pockets for phones, for iPods, whatever, so that you could, and it would have built-in, you know, headphones or whatever, or earphones or whatever. Something that I think is needed, because I see so many people bringing so much stuff. That I think that's something that's needed. And it may already be out there, but I'd like to see it better than what I've seen. Michelle?
All right. The next one on my list would be, you guys know that I love all the new stickers and the iOS iMessage.
Uh-huh.
And I want, I want Chris Eliopoulos to make stickers with ordinary people change the world. He's looking into it. Maybe he can make some Mickey Miles ones. But Run Disney... And Disney should be definitely produced. I mean, Disney already has some Mickey Mouse ones, I have the Monsters, Inc. ones. But Disney Park stickers and then Run Disney stickers would be awesome. Like things that you could put, you know, little marathon sticker on there. Again, the dopey, the goofy. And to go along with it, Chris, I know you love the Bitmojis that we've been using from that take your little icon. Why not have like a Run Disney themed one?
Why not?
Spice up your social media. That's what I say.
Oh, goodness. These are the things, huh?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
I remember you telling me these were genius ideas.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think they're genius.
Of course.
Chris?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna piggyback on Mike. If we get the clothes with all the pockets and stuff, my vote is we go right to, since Mike mentioned it before, Back to the Future. I want self-drying clothes while I'm running. So, if you're out there sweating up a storm, I want my clothes to miraculously self-dry in a heartbeat. Can we make that happen, please?
And really, he's criticizing my ideas?
That's a brilliant idea. Come on.
You're just not running fast enough.
When you get yourself so sweaty and stuff, you don't want to have a nice dry shirt on?
I am always cold. I am not. Okay. Very rarely do I get sweaty. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I sweat like a pig.
Unless it's August. No, I'm
not. Don't they say you're healthier the more you sweat? The quicker you sweat, the healthier you are.
Yeah.
So are you unhealthy then?
I guess so. Right. I rarely, honestly, rarely sweat.
Wow. Man, I barely step outside.
That's not true. At Orange Theory, I always sweat. That's crazy. Hmm. Crazy hard workout. So.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer those self-drying clothes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now that we have a vest or a running top that allows us to carry our phones, then I can move on to an app that I would like to see. And it's basically a coach. I'm going to call it a running coach app. And what you do, it's to help you achieve a certain running pace that you want. Whereas now you just have, you're constantly looking at your watch and whatever. So this app would allow you to determine the slowest you want to run over a period of time as well as the fastest. So for instance, let's say you are training for a 10K and you want to do the 10K in a certain amount of time. Let's just say an hour for sake of argument. Then what you want to do is you want to say, okay, so I want to average 10 minutes probably. Yeah, 10 minute miles. And so to average that, you want to run no slower than 10:05s or no faster than 9:55s. And so you set those parameters in the app and then you set it and you start. And it's doing the GPS. And if you drop below the slowest, it'll say run faster in your earphones.
Isn't that what the virtual partner does in the Garmin?
I think you just have to look at it though. This is talking to you.
Oh, I see.
So this will tell you, of course you need Bluetooth or whatever.
I'm wondering if one of the running apps already does that.
It may do, but
well, he wants it.
But I mean, you can do that with the Garmin. You can set your thresholds and it'll buzz.
What I'm saying is that, Run Keeper or the new Nike app.
I'm not aware of it, but that would be something I would like to see.
So would you give up your Shuffle to run with wireless headphones?
No, because what you would do is it would have some kind of capability so that you would it would override that.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, me again. I think this is a really easy one. Wouldn't it be great if Run Disney curated some seasonal running playlists? For instance, I know the three of us, I'm pretty sure Chris does this too.
I say nothing.
I throw some Disney Halloween music on my running playlist this time of year. And then also some things from Osborne Lights and some other Disney music. Wouldn't it be great if Run Disney just created running playlists and put it on Spotify or Apple Music so that you had your Nightmare Before Christmas, you had your Boo to You parade music, whatever you wanted, whatever you thought would be interesting on a playlist, and you could just download it and take it. Am I right? Can I get a what?
What? What? What?
What? Am I right, Chris?
Wouldn't
that be fun?
What?
I think
sure.
Fun.
Look, I'm all for themed music and anything that Run Disney can do to sort of progress the brand forward, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they could do it with the Star Wars ones. They could do it with the Avengers ones.
Thank
you.
Yeah, have a Star Wars running playlist curated by Run Disney.
Have it with the Toy Story half marathon. Oh, wait, they haven't done that.
Muppets one. Yeah. No, really, but like a Muppets running playlist.
Oh, my God. That'd be
awesome. Fun.
Phenomena.
Yeah. So we could just download it and I could, listen to it. And then you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. All right, this one is, I told you, I'm pulling out of left field. These are just totally bizarre, no rhyme or reason. But so I figured for, like most of us out there, I think we need a wine to run calculator. So it would give you how much you'd have to run to work off a glass of wine or a bottle of wine or whatever else you're drinking.
Oh, my God. What's going on in New Jersey there?
See? This is what we do. We run to drink. Mm-hmm. It's, you know. There's no other reason to run, right? Except to just to, you know, burn off calories so you can drink some wine.
I can't argue with that. As a wine lover myself.
I mean, obviously you can take it off into like foods and stuff like that. To, you know, you say, oh God, I had a really big dinner last night, and if you calculated the amount of calories, you could say, well, how much am I going to have to run to burn that off? I mean,
Lose It kind of does that right now for me because the Lose It app, it connects with my Apple Watch, so if I, for instance, today I had 902 calories of exercise. It actually figures it out and then puts it in my Lose It app. So then I can kind of draw down from that.
Well, this is about wine. So.
Well, no, but you can put wine in. You can put wine in. But yeah, I like it. I like that idea.
Miguel?
Well, this is a pretty fancy one. It's a Bluetooth. Bluetooth running glasses, and so the
like sunglasses
if you want, yes. So you know how you see major league, well, you can see baseball players are in the outfield, and if there's a fly ball, they'll flip down the glasses to give them sunglasses. So these give you the ability to use sunglasses or not to use them, and these glasses are Bluetooth and they're multi Bluetooth. So for instance, you can connect to an iPod that's got Bluetooth capability, or your phone if you're carrying it, and you can listen. But at the same time, when you flip those glasses down, and they're the type of glasses that they only turn dark with the sun. So if you don't want them to turn dark, I mean you wear them at night or whatever. When you
I only wear my sunglasses at night.
Yeah, when you flip them, when you flip them down, if you look in the upper left-hand corner, you can see the distance you've run as it's compiling the distance. On the upper right-hand corner, it shows you the pace for the current mile, and the lower left will show you the total distance, and the lower right will show you overall pace. And just give you something to look at, so you don't have to look down. You can look where you're running, and you don't have to do that. Okay, so one more to go.
Sounds like a Google Glass type of thing.
Could be, yep.
Are you still making that? Does that thing just stop?
I think it just stopped.
Okay, anybody get any more? One more? Michelle, you got one?
I think I'm good. I would be happy with all mine.
I have one, but it's more. It was because we had originally discussed. We said running and or Disney Park. So yes. I have a Disney Park one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go, do you want to go down that road or no?
Let's go down that road.
I'm not going down that road. I'm out of here.
Good. Nope. See you later. Go get a glass of wine and calculate how much you have to run. In your self-drying outfit with your own delivery. So we learned that the fine folks at touringplanes.com have their app that gives you wait times, and now Disney does their wait times for attractions. I wanted a wait time for counter service or restaurant service, telling you how long the wait is. So, like, you know, counter services, you know, sometimes you approach, I don't know, wherever you want to go, Pecos Bills, and you get there and it's just so totally crowded. Wouldn't it be nice to know before you run all the way over there what the wait time is?
I think that's an awesome idea. I think that's very good idea. Columbia Harbor House.
Yeah.
I love going to Columbia. Yeah, but I'm always waiting in line for that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So
well done.
I went above and beyond on the show today. Mm-hmm. I get my, I don't know, free breadcrumbs. Anything else from you, Michael?
I have one silly one. I'm not even sure if it would work.
I was going to say you have 12 more. Bring it on. Let's hear.
My last one. It's kind of silly. For those who are prone to blisters, they'll sometimes put something on their feet. They'll put Glide or they'll put Vaseline. So I was thinking maybe a manufacturer could invent some kind of Vaseline socks where you can, you know, inject.
We are really ending this with Vaseline
little,
socks.
Little bits of Vaseline, and then when you put the sock on and the material stretches, it oozes into your foot.
Wow.
And through, you know.
Are you taking notes, Chris, for the very Mickey Miles and More podcast about Christmas?
I was going to say, we totally have our new startup us, company, yeah. And
wow.
We're going to be...
Vaseline socks.
Vaseline. Wow. Yeah, because, you know, when you're running, nothing feels better than slipping and sliding in your sneakers, Michael.
Oh, wow.
And are they disposable socks? Like, are they like paper socks, or...
Wear once, throw away.
Okay, all right, so they're like disposable gloves.
I did say it was silly. I did say it was silly.
It is. Well, who's to say? Who's to say what is silly?
So silliness. And so we're inviting all of you who are listening to us to let us continue this conversation on Facebook and post what ideas you would like to see. Send us an email, post it on the Facebook page, because you may have... Well, likely,
much better than the Vaseline socks.
Much better ideas than Vaseline socks and things like that. But
you couldn't call it Vaseline because it's trademarked.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
It'd have to be
invention.
Petroleum jelly
adventure.
Socks.
Huh?
Invention. Right. Yeah. Could be. All right, that takes care of our gadget show, and hopefully some of those will come true. You know, especially from the app part of the house. So. I think they will. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road, in the parks, and in the labs.
And in your Vaseline socks.
It's slipping all over the place.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own. Bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.